4. Nebulae, the Ancestors of Universes. While creation and universe organization remain forever under the control of the infinite creators and their associates, the whole phenomenon proceeds in accordance with an ordained technique and in conformity to the gravity laws of force, energy, and matter. But there is something of mystery associated with the universal force charge of space. We quite understand the organization of the material creations from the ultimatonic stage forward, but we do not fully comprehend the cosmic ancestry of the ultimatons. We are confident that these ancestral forces have a paradise origin, because they forever swing through pervaded space in the exact gigantic outlines of paradise. Though non-responsive to paradise gravity, this force charge of space, the ancestor of all materialization, does always respond to the presence of nether paradise, being apparently circuited in and out of the nether paradise center. The paradise force organizers transmute space potency into primordial force and evolve this pre-material potential into the primary and secondary energy manifestations of physical reality. When this energy pattern attains gravity-responding levels, the power directors and their associates of the superuniverse regime appear upon the scene and begin their never-ending manipulations designed to establish the manifold power circuits and energy channels of the universes of time and space. Thus does physical matter appear in space, and so is the stage set for the inauguration of universe organization. This segmentation of energy is a phenomenon which has never been solved by the physicists of Nebadon. Their chief difficulty lies in the relative inaccessibility of the paradise force organizers, for the living power directors, though they are competent to deal with space energy, do not have the least conception of the origin of the energies they so skillfully and intelligently manipulate. Paradise force organizers are nebulae originators. They are able to initiate about their space presence the tremendous cyclones of force which, when once started, can never be stopped or limited until the all-pervading forces are mobilized for the eventual appearance of the ultimatonic units of universe matter. Thus are brought into being the spiral and other nebulae, the mother wheels of the direct origin suns and their varied systems. In outer space, there may be seen 10 different forms of nebulae, phases of primary universe evolution, and these vast energy wheels had the same origin as did those in the 7 superuniverses. Nebulae vary greatly in size and in the resulting number and aggregate mass of their stellar and planetary offspring. A sun-forming nebula, just north of the borders of Orvontan, but within the superuniverse space level, has already given origin to approximately 40,000 suns, and the mother wheel is still throwing off suns, the majority of which are many times the size of yours. Some of the larger nebulae of outer space are giving origin to as many as 100 million suns. Nebulae are not directly related to any of the administrative units, such as minor sectors or local universes, although some local universes have been organized from the products of a single nebula. Each local universe embraces exactly 1/100,000th part of the total energy charge of a superuniverse, irrespective of nebular relationship, for energy is not organized by nebulae, it is universally distributed. Not all spiral nebulae are engaged in sun-making. Some have retained control of many of their segregated stellar offspring, and their spiral appearance is occasioned by the fact that their suns pass out of the nebular arm in close formation, but return by diverse routes, thus making it easy to observe them at one point, but more difficult to see them when widely scattered on their different returning routes farther out and away from the arm of the nebula. There are not many sun-forming nebulae active in Orvontan at the present time, though Andromeda, which is outside the inhabited superuniverse, is very active. This far-distant nebula is visible to the naked eye, and when you view it, pause to consider that the light you behold left those distant suns almost 1 million years ago. The Milky Way galaxy is composed of vast numbers of former spiral and other nebulae, and many still retain their original configuration. But as the result of internal catastrophes and external attraction, many have suffered such distortion and rearrangements as to cause these enormous aggregations to appear as gigantic luminous masses of blazing suns, like the Magellanic Cloud. The globular type of star clusters predominates near the outer margins of Orvontan. The vast star clouds of Orvontan should be regarded as individual aggregations of matter comparable to the separate nebulae observable in the space regions external to the Milky Way galaxy. Many of the so-called star clouds of space, however, consist of gaseous material only. The energy potential of these stellar gas clouds is unbelievably enormous, and some of it is taken up by nearby suns and redispatched in space as solar emanations.